So our listener Jordan is struggling to find real dating prospects and needing some advice, some ways forward. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
I've been listening to your show since I was in elementary school.
Oh.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
We are not going to feel old.
Not at all.
I could really use some advice. I'm a 24-year-old guy, live in Jeffersonville, lately been struggling with feeling like I'm falling behind when it comes to dating. I've never really had a healthy relationship, and it seems like everyone around me is finding someone, getting engaged, getting married, and starting families while I'm just trying to figure out how to get a first date.
Okay.
So I have autism, ADHD, and anxiety, so meeting people doesn't come naturally for me.
Okay.
I don't drink, I'm not into the hookup scene, and as a Christian, I'm looking for something real and long-term.
Okay.
I've tried dating apps, I've tried putting myself out there, I've worked on myself, but it still feels like I'm invisible. I'm not angry at women, I'm just tired. And sometimes I wonder if there's something wrong with me or if I'm simply running out of hope. I try not to compare myself to everyone else, but it's hard when social media and real life constantly remind you that everyone seems to be finding love except you. So my question is this. How do you keep believing that you'll find someone when every year that goes by makes you feel like that's less likely? And for anyone who's been in my shoes, what finally changed for you? Thanks, and I'd really appreciate hearing your thoughts.
Man, comparison is the thief of joy. That is a saying for a reason. And it is hard not to compare your life to other people.
Well, yeah.
Your career to others who are in the same career path.
Jordan, this is why I had a crying rug all through my 20s. I was there.
All through your 20s.
All through my 20s.
I know. You struggled.
I was feeling the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, moving to a new city, fresh out of college, didn't know anybody.
I mean, sometimes, though, that may be a thing to consider. Like, you know, we'd hate to lose you as a listener here, but maybe that sort of fresh start might be a way to kickstart things.
A new dating pool.
Yeah, exactly. And just see new people, get a new job, different areas, different part of the country, different region. I don't know. I mean, that's a big step, obviously.
I mean, it's a big city, and it's a big area.
Yeah.
Like, I think the fact that you have tried a lot of different avenues, and you're putting yourself out there, that's... Because for a long time, I was just like, I don't know, expecting them to show up at the door. Like, then I realized, it's exhausting going out all the time.
Yeah.
But this job made it a little difficult.
No, I get
to
it.
To find people to
date. I get it. Because then
people
thought,
oh, you're going to talk about me on the radio. And I don't like that.
Well, yes.
Right.
Well, duh.
Yes.
Because we talk about our lives. And if you're part of my life, then you're going
to. That was kind of a red flag for a lot of guys that I tried to date all through my 20s. So, yeah, I get it. There can be some obstacles that kind of. It felt like that made me undesirable to a lot of people.
But your timeline is different from everybody else's timeline. And I get that you're like, okay, I'm ready for my timeline to start.
Right.
And it's just not starting yet.
Well, my parents met when they were 21 on a blind date. And I'm like, why isn't that happening for me?
Okay. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why, and I didn't, and again, I didn't meet my person until my early 30s.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have to tell you you have to wait that long.
We're not saying, Jordan, that it's going to be another 7 or 8 years.
It was 1,000% worth the wait.
Yeah, when
it does happen.
All right.
So if that helps give you a little bit more patience,
patience.
You know, there may be something that's being put in your path to lead you right to where you're supposed to be. And sometimes you have to just put all your trust in that and stop stressing about it so much. Because, I mean, I think... I was 28 when I finally started to just relax and stop stressing about it. Just be like, you know what? My life's fine. It's going to happen when it's going
to
happen.
I'm just going to go with the flow and things are going
to
happen when they happen.
Like, I was actively trying to will it to happen for years and years and years and kept getting disappointed.
Right. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number, especially if you've been there, like you're in your early 20s or whatever, and you're like, or, you know, at any age, and you just felt like others were achieving things before you.
You feel like you're watching everyone's life pass you, right? And you're like, when does my life get to start?
When's it going to be my turn?
To quote Rapunzel. Did she ever talk about that? When does my life begin?
Oh, yes.
No, that's a good song.
I'm telling you, Tangled is a sleeper.
That is a banger. Hit. Yes.
That is one of those movies.
So, Jordan, you're just in your tower right now, waiting for your Flynn Rider.
All right.
I don't know. Rapunzel,
an analogy for you.
He's waiting for his Rapunzel.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories. Coming up, it's Group Therapy on 99.7 EJX. So Jordan's 24, and he's just looking for that first date. He has some anxiety, autism, ADHD. Meeting people is not in his wheelhouse, so he's kind of like stuck.
But he's been putting himself out there. He's tried dating apps. He's done things. Like, he's not just sitting at home waiting for true love to knock on his door.
It's 99.7 EJX. So what we're doing with Group Therapy is kind of like just, hey, what can he do? He wants to know, are there people who've been in my position, et cetera, et cetera. We did get a message from Sarah with no age, said, I didn't get my forever person until I finally accepted that I was going to be a spinster cat lady at 40. So, again, just kind of waiting. And a lot of people...
just giving it up to the universe. Like, listen, I know I'm not in charge. Like, someone else is writing my story, and it's on their timeline.
The overwhelming response is, you're only 24.
Exactly.
And that can be still, like, especially if you're comparing yourself and your life and your trajectory to others in your position,
right?
Then that can
like
still feel like, what's wrong with me?
Right.
Even though you're still, 24 is very young.
Yes.
And for guys, your frontal cortex, your lobe, your brain hasn't even fully developed until...
Yeah, you're just getting to that point where you would probably be, you know, ready for that. But Lisa says, mom checking in, as a person who married at 20, I think marriage should be illegal in your 20s.
Okay.
You go through so much growth and maturity in that time. You are not... who you are at 20, you are not that at 30, hopefully. So don't compare your journey to others. They likely settled and rushed into something that won't last. Take your time. Enjoy being single. Grow into the wonderful young man you're meant to be.
There you go.
Yes.
On Facebook, Amalka says, here's the advice I give my autistic clients a lot.
Okay.
Do things you like. Hang out at the spots you like.
Yes.
If it's church, go there. If it's a D&D party, go there. If it's something you enjoy, do it. Social media is where you can also meet people. A lot of autistic people meet their people online. Focus on your special interests. It's hard to be neurodivergent in a world sometimes. Good luck.
Yes. You know, and that way, you'll hopefully automatically connect with someone that's got some sort of a shared interest.
Yeah.
When you can find people that way.
Yeah.
So that's a really good... really good piece of advice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we're all kind of saying, you know, just continue to put yourself out there. Don't get discouraged. And
yes.
I know that's not probably what you want to hear.
I know. And you hear all of us saying, well, I didn't meet my person until I'm in my 30s. And that doesn't help you right now because you're feeling like, I'm ready now. I don't want to wait that long.
I know, but I don't want to wait. I want to know.
Yes. But yeah, I think if you, again, just... put yourself in the mindset that it's going to happen when it happens, and it will be worth it when it does, and then kind of release that, the stress of that, and release the pressure you're putting on yourself right now to make that happen right now for yourself, then things may start falling into place.
And a quick story from a listener that is like, hey, it will be random. Listener said, if it makes him feel any better, took me getting kicked out of my mom's house and moving more than an hour away to find my person
at
a random job I got to get me through in the meantime. So just like life happens.
Yeah.
Things unexpected happen. Just continue to put yourself out there.
Yeah. You did suggest changing your surroundings a little bit.
Yep.
And but I there's a lot of good, I think, suggestions and just a way to change your perspective about it that might make you feel better about where you are in your life right now.
Keep your head up, Jordan.
Yep.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.